Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to WKRP Radio, and I am your host, Harry Schultz. Next, I'd like to welcome Molly Singer to the studio. Many of you are probably familiar with Ms. Singer from her popular cable television show, House Guru, in which Ms. Singer helps people to decorate their homes and make each room stylish and attractive. What you might not be aware of, though, is that Ms. Singer first got interested in interior design when she began writing a magazine column offering general household tips. Today, she's going to tell us her top three tips for how to conserve heat and energy at home this winter. Now, it is my pleasure to welcome Molly Singer.
Number 71. Who is Molly Singer? Number 72. What does the speaker say about the television show, House Guru? Number 73. What will Molly Singer discuss today? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following message.
Good afternoon. This is Jeremy Blake from Pebbles Appliances. I'm calling about our conversation the other day regarding our air conditioners. If you would still like our new model, you should act quickly as there are only a few left. Sadly, though, we would not be able to deliver it before the weekend. If you think you can wait until next Monday, our delivery truck will be returned from the auto mechanic shop by then and ready to go. Please let me know if you would like to order one so I can write a note to our sales staff later today stating that you are eligible for free delivery. Whenever you are ready, please call us back at 555-6788. Thank you.
Number 74. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 75. According to the speaker, what will happen on Monday? Number 76. What does the speaker say he will do today? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. The last thing to discuss at this week's meeting is the CEO's decision to change the overtime rate. Starting next month, if you work overtime, you'll only be paid at a time and a half rate, not the typical double time rate. The company has been forced to modify this policy because it is going through a particularly difficult financial period. Earnings have been getting lower and lower over the past 6 months, so this type of action is unavoidable. Just like you, I'm not happy about this news. In fact, I visited headquarters to try to persuade the CEO to change his mind, but it's too late. Number 77. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 78. What does the speaker mention about the company? Number 79. What does the speaker mean when he says, "It's too late"? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk. With computer technology advancing at an incredible pace, many of you freelance computer programmers believe you need to frequently purchase new equipment in order to remain competitive. This can be a needless expense, as many of you probably aren't using your existing computers and networks as efficiently as you could be. Before spending a fortune on new systems, it's worth looking at what you have now. Internal memory can be upgraded for just a small amount of money, and by regularly checking developers' websites for software updates, you can ensure that you always have the most recent version of your essential software. Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. According to the speaker, what are many people doing? Number 82. What does the speaker say is available at a reasonable price? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Before we get started this morning, I have some exciting news to share. As you all know, ever since we launched our local commercial, we've received a lot of new clients at our beauty salon. However, some of them are already displeased. 3 weeks is a long time to wait for an appointment. Because of this, I've decided to open an additional location in the city center. The rent will start next month, so we'll be able to see more clients. Of course, we will need to also hire additional staff, so later this afternoon, I would ask that some of you help me review recent applications.
Number 83. What does the speaker say?
3 weeks is a long time to wait for an appointment.
Number 84. What does the speaker say will happen next month? Number 85. What does the speaker ask for help with? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Rick from Carpet King Wholesale. I just spoke with our representative at the manufacturing factory, and it turns out that the carpeting you ordered for your lobby has been recalled and is no longer available. I still have a list of the other options you are looking at, though you'll need to make a decision quickly if we want to stay on schedule. How about I stop by your office tomorrow and we can discuss your other choices? Thank you for your understanding.
Number 86. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 87. What problem does the speaker report? Number 88. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk. Hello, everyone. My name is Vic Pounder, the tour director here at Pudge's Chocolate Factory. I'm glad that you all have decided to take part in today's tour of the facility. We'll use the first couple of minutes to talk about what we will do today before moving on to actually seeing the facility at work. To begin with, everyone will receive their guest cards and gift packets. After that, we'll all take a look around the building. Then we will be headed for the Popple Room, where we will be met by Pudge's spokesperson, Penelope Prudhomme. She will show you a short video and take questions about it. Finally, we will move on to the Pudge cafeteria, where everyone can sample some of our finest products. Number 89. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 90. Where does the speaker work? Number 91. What does the speaker say the spokesperson will do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Gather around, shoppers. Let me tell you all about the new and amazing blender from Dillon Electronics. This versatile device can be used to make delicious fruit smoothies and wholesome soups, and it comes with a 5-year money-back warranty. As you can see, it has been elegantly designed, and thanks to our advanced sound dampening technology, you'll barely know it's there. The 3 specially angled blades easily cut through all foods and even ice. To prove it, I'll make some frozen strawberry smoothie right now. Pay attention, everyone.
Number 92. What type of product is the speaker promoting? Number 93. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"You'll barely know it's there"?
Number 94. What will the speaker do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and diagram.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, this is the last time I'll be teaching you here at Alton Community Centre, so I'd like to give you a chance to meet your new teacher, Steve Jensen. Steve will be running your beginner's classes starting from next Saturday. He has a lot of experience as a swimming coach, and he has even won awards for competing in national swimming competitions. As I previously mentioned, I'm planning to open a sports store in the city centre next month, so I hope I see some of you from time to time. I'll stock a wide variety of swimming gear. Now I'll let Steve say a few words.
Number 95. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which lane will the listeners use? Number 97. What will the speaker do next month? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and sign.
As employees of Hanley's Department Store, you'll be delighted to hear that the company will implement a special staff incentive plan from today onward. What that means is that the employees who manage to sell the most clothing items and jewelry in our department will be rewarded with gift certificates and cash bonuses based on their performance. In order to keep track of each individual sales performance, I need you to record each sale and hand in a full sales report to me at the end of each shift. Those who are eligible for a reward will be informed at the end of each month.
Number 98. What is being announced? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where most likely do the listeners work? Number 100. What are the listeners required to do at the end of each work shift?